Good morning, a Friday morning, and we're with Ken Lovett. He is the Senior Vice President for Communications and Albany Director for Metropolitan Public Strategies, former Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. Helps us do the week in review in New York State government and politics. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Well, let's start with the big news of the week, which was the Senate introducing bills to deal with the President of the United States. And we're talking about estate taxes and something called double jeopardy.
Yeah, you don't usually see as much federal legislation or federally aimed legislation as we've seen since Trump has gotten in, but certainly the Democrats have been doing that here in New York. And in this case, the Senate has introduced two bills, one that would allow the state to give the president state taxes to a congressional committee upon subpoena, as long as there's a valid law enforcement reason to do so, And a second bill would is a double jeopardy bill that really, going back to when Eric Schneiderman was attorney general, they've been pushing, which is it would allow the state to prosecute anyone who is federally pardoned by the president. So in other words, right now, if someone was federally pardoned out of the double jeopardy laws, you can't convict them twice, you can't prosecute them twice. This would allow for state charges to be brought if someone was pardoned on a federal charge.
Rent control. This is big because it involves upstate now.
Yeah, usually we're used to the rent control battles being focused on New York City, but now that the Democrats control both houses of the chamber, getting a rent control bill is going to be a lot easier in terms of making fixes in New York City. But now a number of Democrats want to expand the rent control laws to upstate. Even some Democrats from upstate are hesitant about that. That's going to be probably the biggest and the hardest lift in the upcoming fight. The rent laws expire in June, so it's got to be done before they leave session. There's no doubt there'll be some kind of deal. Whether upstate's involved, we'll see. Both houses are holding hearings on the issue.
School bus cameras.
School bus cameras. You know, it's amazing. There was a study last year, a one-day study, that showed that there were 50,000 incidents in New York where cars passed a stopped school bus. And so there's a push now and a bill that would allow school districts to put cameras on the arms, the stop arms that come down when a bus stops. It would photograph and videotape the a car that went around them, and it would allow police then to send a ticket, kind of like a red light camera, but in this case it's designed to keep kids safe. There was a deal reached by the legislature, so it looks like it's going to pass next week.
Coming battle in for control of the state Republican Party. A man named Nick Langworthy from Erie County is taking on Ed Cox.
Yeah, people may forget there's an actual Republican Party in this state, given that they haven't won a statewide race since 2002 when George Pataki was reelected, and given that the Democrats now control every part of state government. But there is a state Republican Party. Ed Cox has been the longtime chairman. He wants another two-year term, but he's being challenged very aggressively by Nick Langworthy, the Erie County Republican Committee chair. Langworthy right now holds a slight lead. There's still a bunch of Republican chairmen, county chairmen, who haven't weighed in, but Langworthy has more support in terms of the number of county chairs, but Cox has the big counties, which helps with the weighted vote, which is done when they make the vote in July. So right now, Cox has all the Long Island and Manhattan, but Langworthy has a lot of upstate and a lot of the smaller counties. And right now, he holds a slim lead.
Oh, it's great to talk to Ken Lovett on a Friday morning. Ken, we'll catch up with you next week.
And it sounds good. Be well.